Hello and welcome to the second podcast.
Bonjour.
That is bonjour in French.
Bonjour in French. Would that be hello, rather ironically?
Yes.
That bonjour begins with B. That's a good start for
today's
little our non-pilot episode of Rob and Dean, Sonic Bastards.
After the first episode went so beautifully.
Yeah.
Did I say beautifully?
It went reasonably well.
Yeah,
we got a bit of feedback on our Facebook wall, which I will now reel off as if I have memorised it.
Hang on. Some continuity stuff. The last week's podcast was about animals and stuff, and we put on our Facebook group for this lovely podcast, this veritable slab of awesome.
Veritable feast for the mind.
we said how many
pigs would it take to kill a cow, and what is the biggest animal you can beat up? And some people have put some pretty convincing arguments on. Especially one guy who really went into detail about how dangerous pigs are. Which ended with just the paragraph of, a pig will kill a cow. And I think even when I posed the question, even though I was on the side of the pigs, I was more on how many pigs would it take to kill a cow, not could a pig kill a cow. I always thought there'd have to be a team of pigs, but it turns out that one massive, well-trained pig could do it, seeing as all cows do is moo, eat and sleep.
So, that's B as well, bovine.
We can't just carry on the same theme as last week, but with a thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
A thesaurus, yeah, it's a kind of dinosaur that knows a lot of words.
The theosaurus. this week's episode is about the letter B. Well, not the letter B in general, just topics beginning with B. And so far, all we have is boobs, booze and bassoon.
And we've been into a little bit of detail before this, discussing what a bassoon actually is, and come to the conclusion that it's a shit clarinet.
Yeah, so if there's any bassoon listeners out there, you're wasting your life, yeah?
Yeah, just go fuck yourself with a bassoon.
With a bassoon.
Yeah, go bassoon yourself. Yeah, that's a verb now. Have it.
I'd love it if there was just like a spate of crimes involving people being bassooned.
You've been bassooned. It could be a reality TV show.
It'd be like the second like happy slapping kind of wave.
Whatever happened to happy slapping? It kind of died out. Along with SARS. SARS and
As if they were comparable.
Well, they were both epidemics in their own way.
I don't know why, when happy slapping around, we were still like having wars on terror. I know it's like kind of like the idea that some soldier in Afghanistan was just going to find like Bin Laden or Saddam Hussein and just happy slap him. This is your punishment.
Bin Laden gets owned, lols.
And there's just like 10 comments below just going, I could have him harder than that, pussy boy.
I like how that's the default voice to read YouTube comments.
All right. So let it be.
Yeah.
Should we start off with boobs?
We should start off with the boobs, actually. In a link from that, the FHM Top 100, which I recently recently graced myself with. Grazed myself. No, I said graced, but it came out a little bit ruder than it was intended to. One of the main points that we've latched onto is that Taylor Swift is Dean's favourite woman in the whole wide world. Four places above Beyonce.
Yeah, so that can be the B. No, boobs, Beyonce. But yeah, I think it's just like, because people love sweet old Taylor Swift. It's the kind of thing where I would genuinely just like to have like tea and biscuits with her, rather than do it. I mean,
oh, that's so sweet.
And obviously,
I'm sure she'll hear this sometime. That's the main goal of the podcast.
And then obviously I can dunk my rich tea into her with coffee later on.
Coffee?
Don't listen to this, Taylor. I'm not really like this. I'm sweet and lovable like the Notebook guy. Ryan Gosling. There we go, that's his name.
Was it? I haven't seen The Notebook.
Yeah, well, you're out of touch.
I've still got tears in my face. I've not cried them all out. I think that is just some kind of a therapy that women do to the husbands. If they don't cry enough, they make them watch The Notebook. And that seems to make them want to cry.
I never cried. I just kind of like, oh, it's a bit sad. Mm. It's one of the films, I just think, oh yeah, kind of can see why this is good. And I did actually think it was good, but yeah.
It managed to get around the kind of male way of getting out of romance movies quite well, because usually you spend the whole film hating the guy just because he's in this film.
Yeah.
And in the end, he dies, which is sad for the women, but quite enlightening for us. But in this one, he doesn't exactly die.
It's one of those... The Notebook's one of those films where it's like, where you can just mention that you've watched it to a girl and you instantly become 10% more sensitive.
Yeah. There's like a kind of a bar.
Yeah.
And if you get to the extremes, you get attractive. Like, if you're really sensitive, you're attractive, but unfortunately, usually a homosexual.
Yeah.
And it's like you're pushing the bottom, like, oh, he's a danger man. He's made out of iron. He's been in prison and he spits fire. Which is why Chuck Norris is...
I think that the happy medium, I reckon, is like kind of what I reached with Notebook. I've watched it, but I didn't cry at it.
Oh.
So I've indulged my sensitive side, but at all times kept myself tethered down to manhood. It's like, no, if you're a bird, I'm a bird. Come back down here, you romantic fort, you.
I keep the bird in a cage and it's never allowed outside anymore. So yeah, number one was Cheryl Cole.
Oh yeah.
As you get further into the list, you kind of figure out that it's not so much the actual 100 sexiest women, it's the 100 most well-known sexy women.
Yeah. Well, like, because I think Taylor Swift, like, she's kind of well-known, but not in UK, and that's where the list's done, isn't it?
Yeah. But, well, she is very well-known.
It's kind of, like, Cheryl Cole being number one, it seems like kind of one of those things that's like,
well, it was always going to happen, wasn't it, really?
Well, it's like
mainly because they want to compliment her through any way they can, because she's now splitting up with Ashley Cole, and one day any man is hoping that she'll go, oh, you think I'm pretty? I'll have sex with you. Just you. Only you.
I actually think it's like one of those things that it's like, she's hot and she's British! She's British! Megan
oh,
Fox
yeah.
is American!
Oh, yeah, sing the national anthem while we're doing it.
Who is
God the... save our gracious queen. Oh, don't think of the queen.
I was going to say, where was the queen in this list?
She was listed on the side as she had 32 votes.
32 votes? For the queen?
Yep.
Is that it?
Yep. And the apparently queen... a guy called Dave got 5 votes.
The queen's like such brilliantly fappable material. Because... no, right? She's... How many times do you have a like £5 note in your pocket with a picture of the queen on? But how many times are you going to have a £5 note with, like, Megan Fox or Cheryl Cole on?
Yeah, well, never. Because you'd never spend money if I had Cheryl Cole or Megan Fox on it.
You would.
Wouldn't you just hoard it and stick it to your wall? People don't
with
have
what?
Posters of the...
I have dragged down this podcast.
We were just about to break free of the kind of the bonds of childish...
Oh. We've just done a mock wanking segment.
I thought you were going to say wanking session, then.
I thought someone was outside the door then, just hearing...
We've just done a wanking session! This is where Harry comes in and just goes, fags.
Unfortunately,
Mr. Dutton can't join us this week, because he's still sleeping.
He's in another bed.
Yeah. It's probably worth pointing out to you now that it is 10:45 in the evening, and
it's not that
he hasn't actually got up. I mean, he hasn't gone to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is still from last night.
That's an outrageous amount of sleep. That's too much sleep for one person.
He seems to do... I read a thing once about this Japanese woman who managed to live like 110 years. And instead of sleeping in the night time and staying awake during the day, she stayed awake for 2 days and then slept for 2 days.
The hell?
I can't imagine you could hold down a job very well with that kind of sleeping pattern.
I'm going to need, I'm gonna need two days off every few days.
Why? A bit tired.
I'm trying to like recite this as if it's intellectual. In the sun, right? I saw something that said apparently a trick to living past 100 is to sleep for 10 hours a day. But you can't ever think 10 hours a day is a lot of time to sleep. You're gonna have lost the time that you gained by sleeping.
Yeah.
So why would you want to be? Why would you want to live to 100 when all you can do is be a decrepit
Depends
mess?
Depends how much you like dreaming.
I mean, I see old people just walking around like 100 years old. They don't want to be alive.
I don't think you're allowed to say... Oh, my head! I don't think you're allowed to say that.
What? I'm just, like, kind of canvassing opinion here.
But it's a bit harsh. I don't think people get to being 100 years old and by not wanting to live.
No, because I think they just get to 100 for the letter from the Queen.
Yeah, well, that's why I want to be 100. Then you've got something to fap over to bring it right back round. Oh, the Queen knows who I am. I'm in there.
Well, she sent you a dirty letter.
I don't think that's how it works.
One is very glad you reached 100 and is now...
You're talking like salad fingers.
...and is now unrobing oneself.
Disrobing.
I am putting my crown over my left bosom and my royal cape is over my right. And below... There is a giant grey carpet because it's not been cleaned because the butler has been hired out. You thought that was going to be a reference to a Minjer, didn't
disgusting.
You?
Disgusting.
What?
It's just too scary to think of the Queen making.
It's not. It's liberating. It's one of our rights as human beings of England to fap over the Queen. God fap our gracious queen, wank on our noble queen, facial the queen. Long may she wank over us.
Oh, no. I don't mind anymore. It's become too depressing.
That was a horrible, horrible thought, and I apologise, Taylor Swift, because...
I'm really not like this usually.
What?
I'm really not like this usually. I just like tea and biscuits.
Yeah,
brownies.
Biscuits.
Biscuits.
Yeah, Rob has a...
I've only got minstrels at the moment. They're not biscuits, but they'll be.
Rob has a cookie drawer. Seems to be relatively well-stocked, and that can be anything.
It's mostly well-stocked with just wrappers at the moment, so it's not particularly good.
Like, kind of leaning on from a conversation we had ages ago. What do you think... Well, we'll go with the best and worst biscuits.
I was thinking about this before, but I think this debate has been done too often, and there's never been any kind of...
Oh, no, I just mean it's not like a debate, just as a straight-up best-worst.
The best biscuit of all time. See, I'm kind of torn between which is the kind of best biscuit or which is the greatest biscuit.
See, I reckon.
Which is completely different, because the greatest biscuit is kind of the biscuit that has been hailed as a kind of all-rounder, which would be the noble cookie. The kind of Maryland cookie, or the giant Tesco cookie.
Are we saying like the kind of cookies that you get in like one of them selection box things, or are we saying like are we counting a Twix? Is a Twix a biscuit or a chocolate bar?
No, a Twix is definitely a biscuit. Anything that has a biscuit in it.
Then I reckon, it's either Echo or Bingo.
Echoes are fantastic because no one else, no matter how much people like Echoes. No big corporations seem to want to do fluffy white chocolate.
Yeah.
It's such a great idea, but nobody's done it.
Well, I'm racist in the fact that I don't like white chocolate.
What?
It's the
worst.
You
just voted Echo as the greatest biscuit of all time.
No, because...
Of all time.
Because that's like the world peace of biscuits. It's black and white living together in a biscuit.
So?
Yeah, but it's just... It's
you
just.
Can't, but you're supposed but to vote... Judge a biscuit on taste, not on racial equality.
Yeah, that is nice because they're both together, but I couldn't just have like a Milky Bar. But yeah, so Echo or Bingo, because they both like satisfy
What's
my...
Bingo?
You never had a Bingo?
No.
It's like, it's just like a normal biscuit, except... Well, it's like if an Echo, instead of that white chocolate bit, had biscuit there, and it was like a bit more flatter.
It was just a double biscuit. It's not just a biscuit wrapped in.
No, it was like it was a biscuit, and then there was like a kind of aero bit on the top of that, and then it was wrapped in chocolate.
That's weird. It sounds crap.
It was well nice. I like Harry and chocolate because Whisper's like the best chocolate bar, and now my vote for the worst chocolate bar, worst biscuit is Breakaway. I've discussed this before.
Wait, Breakaway? Which one's them?
That one that you get in a little yellow wrapper.
Oh, they're not. They're just un-biscuits.
But it's like
Unskits.
I don't understand why a company would use yellow with blue writing as like their brand thing. Because of that.
Again, this isn't strictly about the biscuit.
That's Morrison's Better Buy stuff.
I know. Well, if you're talking about that, then could you not kind of split it down into Tesco value cookies being the worst cookies? The worst cookies I've had recently, contrary to my Maryland cookies being the best cookies, Maryland low fat cookies are ranked as the worst. Not because of the worst tasting, but because there's the biggest disappointment gap between. Because you fly in so high, reach for the Maryland cookies, and then you realise that they're the low-fat ones when you get outside. You have one, it's not as crunchy, massive disappointment, you fall to your knees and weep. And then people ask you what you're doing, weeping on the street, and you say, it's the cookies! And they go, what are you doing?
What the Maryland?
What the Maryland?
I kind of, like, wonder what kind of person thinks, yeah, I want a biscuit, but I want a low-fat one.
Fat people?
But if you're already fat, you may as well fucking go for
it. Not really, because that's how obesity happens.
Yeah, so if you're trying to lose... If you're trying to lose weight, stay off cookies. Don't get low-fat ones, because that's just going to make you eat that low-fat cookie and then go, this is shit, I want a full-fat cookie. And then you've been led into temptation.
If low-fat cookies were as satisfying as regular cookies, then that'd be a brilliant idea. But seeing as they just make you miss real cookies...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't usually buy that many cookies, because I have my drawer.
The drawer's made out of cookie dough. The worst, like, debate was when... Did you get that, like, leaflet and how to kind of fit in when you move into Stoughton University kind of thing?
A fitting in leaflet?
It was kind of like, you know...
Did you put I'm lonely on the application form?
Yes, Rob. I sing about wanking over the Queen. I clearly have problems. But I got a leaflet that said that you, like, rubbish recipes to do and, like, conversation starters. One of the conversation starters was, is Jaffa cake a cake or a biscuit?
It's a cake.
Yeah, I know.
That's not a conversation starter.
But, like, I don't understand what kind of knobhead walks it into their... Like, their first steps of independence, first steps of independence at university, their first question, they ask anyone anything, and they go, do you think a Jaffa cake's a cake or a biscuit? I would...
I don't know, but you're a douche.
I would dick slap that person. So hard.
Welcome to Storm, bitch.
I just think, well, I wouldn't dick slap them, because that might be, there's probably some social etiquette problems going on. And why I was naked in the first place.
It also says on the application form, do not dick slap your flatmates.
But I just don't see that kind of like Jaffa cake. It's one of those open and shut cases now, isn't it?
No, because QI has closed the case.
I hate QI because of this reason.
Because it's the final argument in any argument.
Yeah, and that's why it's rubbish. It stopped people reasoning anymore. Because Stephen Fry's on their side, people go, oh yeah, I win.
Well, they kind of do.
They don't just win on that.
If you want to have an argument with Stephen Fry, be my guest. Or if you can find a man who can beat Stephen Fry in an argument, be my guest.
I can beat him with an argument. I'm just trying to say, stop ending arguments.
That's a good thing that we can do for the B. We can be a little bit political and satirical and do the BBC. Yeah. Take that,
Corporations.
Although
I would quite like a job in the BBC over summer.
Yeah, so if you are listening, don't hate
if you're listening to this.
Although I think it's a bit overwrought that we might think that we're getting noticed by the BBC on our second podcast.
To be honest, if I got noticed by Doncaster via this podcast, I'd be amazed. Because my friend requests...
you can't send friend requests on Facebook. If we had the BBC on Facebook, we'd be there. We'd be sorted. We'd have jobs and we'd be living out our lives and our little TV fantasies.
I can't feel like the BBC would kind of frown upon this podcast.
Why? Because of the Queen?
Yes.
Is that the only reason?
I bet it is. They would never go to something this edgy. Just look at Russell Brand. He had to quit because he abused an old person. Not even an old person with as much status as the Queen.
Yeah, but everybody kind of likes that guy.
I don't.
Do you know who he was?
Yeah. But all he did was get abused by John Cleese. Because, like, there's people who, like, obviously didn't know who he was and, like...
Suddenly remembered. Because I didn't know his name.
I didn't know his name either.
I still didn't until you said it about 5 minutes ago.
I'm kind of hoping that his middle name's Ball.
This is Ballsack.
It'd be his name on Facebook. Middle name on Facebook.
And when somebody frapes him. Or Facebook diddles him. Facebook as we had to say on the radio the other day.
We were talking, like, me and Anna were talking about it. Like, apparently I'd be able to say rape. But I don't think I would. I think it's a bit insensitive.
I think people are a little bit annoyed about the general concept of rape.
Oh, God, yeah.
People get touchy about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything about rape, because...
You're already on a thin wire as it is. It's nice to be the nice one once in a while. I'm usually the guy who's being a bit of a cock about everything. But I think you really outdone me by slagging off the Queen.
I didn't slag her off. Right, if anything, I paid her a massive compliment.
And I mean a massive compliment.
yeah, I dedicated a song to her, essentially.
I'm not sure I'd be that crazy about somebody dedicating a song about dicking me.
No, I wasn't dicking her, because I know I'd never be able to get a woman of the Queen's statue.
Oh.
I'm just saying that I'd wank over her. Which is, which I think we can all agree on in hindsight, is far more romantic.
I think the concept of she's out of my league, if it's twinned with the concept of instead, I shall wank over her.
Can you imagine if Romeo and Juliet had just turned out like that? Romeo was just going, oh, Juliet doesn't love me. Well, I've got this picture.
They didn't have Facebook back then, so they would have had to go through the whole
rigmarole
of sending her a telegram or whatever they did in those days.
And then getting a portrait done.
Romeo or Romeo, you're not allowed to come within 50 feet of me anymore.
Lols. I like puns, no matter how rubbish they are. I think it's why when I was watching Take Me Out, I kind of like fell in love with any girl that could make a pun.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking about emailing in to ITV, asking them to bring that back.
Oh yeah.
Because that is one of the only shows I have stuck to. Everybody come together. It is
Take Me Out time.
It is Take Me Out time.
It's like one of those things where I reckon I would gather the family together to watch it.
I don't know about the family. It would be a bit awkward when you had to explain to your brother, like little baby brother, what some of the references meant. And sometimes it infuriated me how talentless some of the men were.
Oh,
and also how stupid some of the women were.
Ha! See?
Oh, by the way, Daisy, if you're watching, if you're listening, off Take Me Out. Yeah.
I
completely fell in love with her. But then she got a boyfriend at the end. He was a millionaire.
I'm going to say,
I was a little bit gutted. I was like on the internet at the point when that episode finished and she didn't have a date. I was going to track her down on Facebook.
Can I say track her down? Well,
what else am I supposed to say?
Find her for loving companionship.
I'm not gay.
Loving companionship is romance, essentially.
Yeah, but she doesn't seem like the kind of...
It is the thrill, it's the butterflies, it's the coming together, it's all the surprises and then it's...
My God, was that actually, like, recited from something?
No.
That sounded like a speech of that guy film.
No, Nicholas Sparks.
Nicholas Sparks.
I'm just trying to think, how relevant to the letter B has this podcast been?
Well, I think the idea is that we start off with B and then tangent.
So yeah, that probably concludes our voyage to the letter B.
I think we've been going for an hour. We do usually have this for about an hour and then cut it short to about 20 minutes because there's a lot of crap that we managed to spool in that hour. So what we've learned today is that Dean has a serious thing for the Queen.
And that Rob cries in the street when he has me low-fat Maryland cookies.
Bye.
Bye.
What I do when you're
God's father, gracious Queen, one can and noble Queen, they show the Queen. One child of the breath, so she can scrub one off.
Fucking yeah!